From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Theater at Ace Hotel in Los Angeles, California, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia, Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, and here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan Colton. We have such a great show for you. You know, being a New Yorker, it's always humbling to come out to LA because compared to you, we feel very pale, mean, and fat. So I'm hoping you guys will be dumb because if you're smart too, it's going to be a very depressing flight back. We already know our contestants are brilliant. They are waiting with their headshots and a short mammoth monologue. Soon to be playing our nerdy games, but only one will emerge as our big winner, and we are taking advantage of being on the best coast. We are delighted to have some amazing guests from Comedy Bang Bang, Weird Al Yankovic, and from Independence Day Resurgence, Jeff Goldblum and Micah Monroe. Let's meet our first two contestants, Dorian Frankel. You're a casting director, but yes, were once a shoe model.
That is correct.
Okay, so what is it about your feet that make them better than all other feet?
Well, look at them.
I know.
Well, it's radio. I'm a perfect size 7, which is not normally the sample size, but in this case it was. They measured all our feet.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't have a meaty foot, however, so that was why I ended up losing the job eventually.
Wait a second. You need to have a meaty foot.
Meatier than mine.
Okay. So they said, can you add another couple pounds to your feet?
And I couldn't.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. That sounds like a pretty great job, though.
It was fun.
Your opponent is Drew Green. You're a cartoon artist and a writer. That is a great job.
I love my job.
You're very talented. So I'm sure everyone wants that job.
Yes.
And I'm sure you're constantly dealing with people coming up to you going, oh, I can draw and write as a full-time job. How do I do that?
Actually, mostly it's just like passionate Tumblr kids.
So what do you tell these youngins when they want advice and how to be you or better?
How to be me. Grow a beautiful beard. The actual advice I give is draw every day and live life, which is so sweet.
Yeah. I know you mentioned your beard, and I'm just going to take a second to say this. I don't know if it's the light, but I feel like your beard is sparkling.
It is. It's sparkly. Are you a vampire?
Okay. Yes. And also, I put Vaseline and pomade in it.
Oh! All right, let's get to your game. Your game is called Sight Seething. From the La Brea Tar Pits to the Venice Boardwalk, Los Angeles is just chock full of disappointing tourist attractions. But guess what? So is the rest of the world, at least according to the internet. Yay! So in this game, Jonathan Colton and I will read some real one-star reviews of famous destinations, and you just have to identify the location. So you're going to buzz in to answer, and the winner is going to move on to our final round at the end of the show. Here we go.
Looking down into a big hole is, in my experience, a bore. By the end of it, I was glad to be back on the bus heading back to Vegas.
Big hole
near Vegas. Dorian.
It's a dam. It's the Hanson Dam?
Oh. I think you guys think we are smarter than...
Drew, do you know the answer?
I don't.
Largest hole you can think of.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Who knows the answer? The Grand Canyon. It's only going to get worse, Drew.
Yep, it really is.
Oh my God.
Let's see how this goes. If you have seen other mogul architecture, you will recognize every pattern. So, it's a little bit boring. Agra itself was a little rough around the edges. Dorian.
The Taj Mahal.
That is correct.
It felt like a very artificial hike. Walk to geyser, look at geyser, take photos, repeat. There's always queues going in and out of the entrances. A couple of times there were traffic jams due to Buffalo Crossing. In the end, it's all just rocks and water. Dorian.
Old Faithful.
Yes, absolutely. We'll take that.
Oh.
Or Yellowstone, we would have taken.
Oh.
In the end, isn't all just rocks and water? I don't know if that's fair.
If you're lucky. Good place to learn about history, King Ramses, etc., but that's about it. It's dirty, it's boring, it's just blocks on top of blocks. There were camel droppings everywhere. Dorian.
The Great Pyramids.
That's correct.
I like that summary of history. King Ramses, etc.
Etc.
It's all of it.
The rest of it.
Yeah, you know, it happened. The Peruvian guides are very nice and friendly, but you have to be a mountain goat to enjoy it. The stone steps are very steep, and it's overcrowded with tourists. Drew.
Machu Picchu.
Yes!
Yes, okay.
All right, this is your last clue.
Go there, take a picture, and leave.
That should be there's the beginning. There's more.
Go there, take a picture, and leave. Unless you are watching the changing of the guard. Nothing to see. You will not see the queen poke her head out of the window. Possibly the cleaning lady. Dorian.
Buckingham Palace.
That's right.
Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
Looks like Dorian is the world traveler. Congratulations, you're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.
I don't think so.